brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We haven't really talked about what they're ramming through while the public is smokescreened with this bombing. We're going to do that in the next segment, and then I promise I'll get to Julio and D.C. and Dave and Bradley and Terry and everybody else that is patiently holding. Going back to Wayne Madsen, I've been throwing a lot of points here as we cover all the bases and all the angles. Here's the big elephant in the room. They said they didn't know him, put their photos out. And now it turns out they've been all around him for 5 years. The family's saying it's intelligence agency setting him up. The family, again, looks pretty well-informed, to say the least, looking at these people and their body language and the things they say. They're smooth operators. And, you know, is there any probability that they could be double, triple agents like the Israelis are saying that turned against the West and did a real bombing? Yeah, maybe one in, what, 100? One in 200? Or do you disagree with that? But what about the fact that we know they knew him for 5 years, not just 2.5, and the mother says they were calling him right after the bombing and right before the shootout, and they're acting like there's a cover-up? Don't we have them when the FBI is saying, here are these photos, who is this? When it was well known to the FBI, doesn't that prove right there? And if they were patsies, why didn't they go after him day one? I think they were fallback patsies. They were going to blame the Tea Party on this. Wayne Madsen.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm reminded of Muhammad Atta. You know, he was seen at Maxwell Air Force Base, where they knew him as Lieutenant Colonel Atta of the Egyptian Air Force. He was involved in being a drug mule as well. He was involved with unsavory people. He was on Jack Abramoff's casino boats a couple days before 9/11. And he was clearly working for our intelligence operations. So, you know, hey, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, meet Muhammad Atta. It's just another one of these. I think you're right. He's Tsarnaev, the older one, was a patsy. I'm beginning to think the younger one, Zohar, was just, you know, tagging along with Big Brother. And, you know, he had other interests, but, you know.
Oh, he had BB guns with him. I mean,
this kid was just tagging along with Big Brother, who he obviously must have looked up to.
Yeah, they wanted the Big Brother dead. That's who they ran over and shot in the street and lied about, yeah.
Yeah, but the fact that the FBI, we know from the Russian government that we at least know that they were contacted, FBI was contacted by the Russian government about this guy, and they just sloughed it off. Now, why did not President Obama call Bob Mueller, the FBI director, into the Oval Office and said, "You guys screwed up here. I want your letter of resignation on my desk by this afternoon"? Because Obama holds no one accountable. He's never held one person in his administration accountable. That's a real flaw in his leadership.
I agree. Bottom line, Benghazi, giving Al-Qaeda 10,000 heat-seeking missiles. What's the point of that? What's at the bottom of Benghazi?
No, well, here we go again. The U.S. being found to support the Mujahideen. We had, you know, there were Chechens fighting in Libya as well. And now some of the Libyans are all fighting in Syria. We're keeping this conflict. It's called the
strategy of tension.
Strategy of tension, clash of civilizations. These are all neocon terms. We got to keep that going because there's no more, you know, communist bloc. Now there's this terrorist axis of evil nonsense, and they got to keep it alive. And I think why they pulled off the marathon bombing is, look, they started letting people go on airplanes now with some, you know, pocket knives. You know,
yeah, they did this to sell $100 billion in robots and armored vehicles and train. That was martial law in Boston. They're training us to accept that.
Oh, by the way, the front page of the Lebanese English language newspaper, the Daily Star. I'm going to try to get this photo out, but there's the other day they ran a photo when they were going door to door and pulling people out of their homes in Watertown, Massachusetts. There is a picture of a police officer with a gun drawn on a lady who has her hands up as she's coming out of her home. I don't know if you've seen this photo.
Oh, no, we have video. We have video up at Infowars.com. Wayne Madsen, I want to get you on for a full hour in the next week to really break down the whole geopolitical. WayneMadsenReport.com. Thank you so much, Wayne Madsen.
You bet.
All right, there he goes. We're going to get an update on CISPA, then your phone calls, then Joel Skousen.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale, freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Tamerlan Tsarnaev. FBI fumbles as it tries to cover up false flag asset Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Kurt Nemo's got an article that just breaks down the intelligence connections, all of it. The family's now saying the FBI called their son after the bombing and right before he was killed, that he was loaded in a car naked, that is indeed him, and then run over and then shot. Eyewitnesses are saying they saw that as well, ladies and gentlemen. This story is breaking up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Mother of suspected bombers claims FBI called eldest son after bombing before fatal shootout. Congress exploits our fears to take our liberty. Ron Paul. Tsarnaev aunt claims naked man in video is Tamerlan. Shocking footage. Americans order out of homes at gunpoint by SWAT teams. I mean, I don't know. I mean, imagine Austin. There's a lone shooter out. I mean, one thing they said, we're shutting this building down. We think he's in it. They come to your house. They come out with your hands up to everybody. I know. I'm done. This is totally unconstitutional. Now, I'm going to go to your calls in the next segment, I promise, and then we're going to get Phil Skousen to pop in with his take. But all the experts I trust, not just me, are saying this is a staged event. One thing I want to plug here before we look at what they're trying to ram through while we're busy in the media circus that is this quasi-staged event, bare minimum, WIWA in Jacksonville, St. Cloud, Florida. As of today, April 22nd, WIWA in Jacksonville, St. Cloud, Florida, will air the Alex Jones Show 24/7 via high-quality satellite stream, and you can pick up 24 hours a day the internet stream that they're going to feed to XDS satellite receivers as well. The station manager is Jerry Smith. So they are, and of course, there are some stations out there. There was one for a while in Seattle that does coast to coast AM 24/7. They got high ratings with that. And we've got a lot of stations that air us live, then again at night, because it just gets more and more popular. But this is great. So you can find out more. But guys, give me their website. I'll plug that too. WIWA in Jacksonville, Florida. And it might be good on these plug sheets if they give me the frequency. And hey, John, will you give me the frequency? I mean, I've given people the call letters, but I can do it. I can go to Radio Locator and do it. It's like I'll get ad copy. I'm going to write and say, here's your ad, and it just says the name. It's like, you write it. You know, you do everything, Jones. People want me to come, I guess, into the bathroom, become groom of the stool or something too. I can do all the butt wiping around here. 11:60 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me, David. That's a good way to introduce this hour. Family show, I apologize, folks. I'm not complaining. It's all the time. It's like, they're plugged this new station. Oh, yes. Did you say 1630? Oh, 1160. 1160. See, because I got to get it live down my ear, you know. 1160. 1160. There you go. In Jacksonville, St. Cloud. Okay, shifting gears here with a quick update and report on what's being rammed through with our reporter David Knight while we're watching the martial law takeover conditioning.
Well, what we're looking at is a threat of imposing the Patriot Act on the Internet. Now, the House passed last Thursday the CISPA Act, which has been around before, and it was killed once before, along with PIPA and SOPA and the Cybersecurity Act of 2012. All those things have been brought up. All those things were defeated. But then as it was going through last Thursday, it's pretty amazing what happened in the House. There were a lot of amendments put in to try to protect privacy. They weren't even allowed to be debated. You had one amendment that said that they had to get a search warrant before they looked at people's private papers and their internet communications, which of course would comply with the Fourth Amendment. That of course is not allowed to come in. But we also had the chair of the House Committee on Homeland Security, Mike McCall, said in the case of Boston, there were real bombs, but he said we need to arm ourselves against digital bombs that are on their way. And so that's what they did to try to ram this through, because the other bills were, most of them were set up around copyright issues. But now when they say security, the Republicans are just falling in line left and right. It has not passed the Senate yet, and Obama says he's not going to sign it, but of course he said that about the NDAA, so we can't trust that. But it's been defeated in the past. And
they're also saying because of WikiLeaks they want it. WikiLeaks was a good thing, exposing right. their criminal activity.
Right.
So they're saying, hey, we want to keep covering up our criminal ops.
You can't talk about these efforts to try to keep the Internet free without talking about Aaron Swartz. Aaron Swartz died in the middle of January. He was just 26. He was under indictment by this same U.S. attorney that's going to be trying these bombers in Boston. And she threw the book at him. Local prosecutors were just going to let him go as a misdemeanor charge. She put 13 felony charges on him and had him looking at a 35-year sentence. She got a lot of criticism because a lot of people said that she drove him to suicide. But I'm not so sure that he committed suicide.
Yeah, folks, when you hang yourself in a jail cell, there's a good chance you were murdered.
Right. Well, he basically, to defend Carmen Ortiz, her husband did a tweet that said that she had offered him a six-month deal, and he turned it down. Not that he was looking at a 35-year sentence. That Twitter account has subsequently been taken down, but that information got out, and there were screenshots of it. People got that from the archives. Also, he was under indictment after he was still fighting these SOPA, PIPA, CISPA acts, even after he was under indictment. This guy was a fighter. He was not somebody that's just going to, you know, kill himself in despair. I don't believe.
Of course they murdered him.
But let's
what they did.
Let's look at a couple of clips from him. The first one talks about some of the technical issues with cybersecurity. It's just about 30 seconds. Can we go to that clip?
I think it's really important that we stop cyber attacks. And the way to do that is to make our cyber systems more secure, to close the vulnerabilities that allow attackers to get in. But the problem is the government's doing the opposite. They are funding the creation of vulnerabilities. They are offering rewards for people to find and build vulnerabilities into the system and give it to the U.S. government so then the U.S. government can launch cyber attacks in other countries.
Now, did you get that? He said the real problem with cybersecurity is that the government is creating and funding them. our government is creating a...
Oh, 3 years ago, Kurt Nemo wrote an article where the head of cybersecurity at the Pentagon, it's already going, I mean, they're just trying to get statutory authority, said, we're launching cyber attacks, we're doing this, we're building back doors. That's why they say the Chinese chips and our missiles and stuff, it's not our missiles, it's globalist missiles, have these back doors, because that was ordered in the specs. Mm-hmm. Everything has back doors.
Absolutely. And like you said before, they basically have to tell, in the same way they have to tell people when they're going to pull something off, they also seem to, even though they directly violate the Constitution, they are definitely trying to get this passed as a law, even though the law is unconstitutional. They feel that if they can get a law passed, and if they can get the Supreme Court to sign off on it, just like Acevedo was saying about gun control, he says, it doesn't matter what the Constitution says or what the constitutional sheriffs say. If the Congress passes a law and the Supreme Court says, we're fine with that, that trumps the Constitution. That essentially amends or nullifies the Constitution. So they're really pushing on this. But the question is, what does this bill do? How does it violate the Fourth Amendment? Well, even though it's our own government that is funding and creating these attacks, these vulnerabilities, as Aaron Schwartz pointed out, they're using this to come in and get information about you from, they're going to use it to get information about you from Facebook and Twitter. And they're going to do it in a devious way. Instead of the government coming in and saying, we want that information, they're going to provide liability protection to Facebook and Twitter and any corporation to voluntarily hand over that information to the FBI.
And, you know, I've been saying this since they told us in 2001. I was reading the minutes of the Internet 2 meeting. I think it was in London that year. They've had it in Austin and Tokyo and other places. And they said, in the future, we're going to shut off the old web, but we're going to phase it into Internet 2, where it's only institutions and big corporations. You'll have to waive your rights to be on it, and then there'll be no freedom because you've got to waive it to be on it, but we're going to kill the old web. And that's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
They force you onto these pretty much government creations like Zuckerberg's, where he said they're dumb effers. He's at Bilderberg Group, Google, all this. And then you're on it. And then it says you have no rights, and so everything you're doing is spied on. Plus, when you sign a contract to be on the cloud, everything you're doing isn't yours now.
Well, this will also negate any privacy agreements between that have been out there between Facebook and users or Twitter and users. Anything that's out there, any agreement to protect your privacy will be null and void if CISPA goes through.
So it gives them liability protection.
Exactly. And so CISPA supporters are outspending people who are opposing it by 140-1. $605 million to push this thing through. $605 million versus only $4 million to try to stop it.
And it's big defense contractors. Tell them about that. Up to $10 billion per company just to spy on us.
Right. Well, Mike Rogers, the $10 billion figure, comes from Mike Rogers' wife. Now, Mike Rogers is the congressman that's really spearheaded this. He reintroduced CISPA 1 month after Aaron Schwartz died. And his wife is recently was the CEO and president of Aegis Incorporated. And they just got a $10 billion contract with the State Department. Now, Aegis...
That's an offshore creep factory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the organization that had more soldiers on the ground, private soldiers, mercenary soldiers on the ground, than the British had troops in Iraq.
Yeah, so it's a bunch of foreign merc companies are taking over the web right now.
Right. And Roger's wife, who was the former CEO and president, she just recently left. She's around doing speeches on cybersecurity and that sort of thing. So she's jumping on that bandwagon. And again, like I said, this is a contract going to the State Department. But let's take a look at the second clip that we've got from Aaron Schwartz. Can we play that clip right now? It gives us kind of an insight into what Congress's mindset is on this.
Go ahead.
I was at an event and I got introduced to a U.S. senator, one of the strong proponents of the original COICA bill. And I asked him why, despite being such a strong progressive, despite having just given a speech in favor of civil liberties, he was supporting a bill that would censor the Internet. And that typical politician smile faded from his face, and his eyes started burning this fiery red, and he started shouting. Those people on the Internet, he yelled, they think they can get away with anything. They think they can just put anything up, and there's nothing we can do to stop them. They put up everything. They put up the plans to our fighter jets, and they just laugh at us. Well, we're going to show them. There's going to be laws on the Internet. It's got to be under control. Now, as far as I know, no one has ever put up the plans to U.S. fighter jets on the Internet. I mean, this isn't something I've heard about. But that's sort of the point. I mean, it wasn't a rational concern. It was this irrational fear that things were out of control.
All right, hit pause.
Here was this man, a United States Senator.
We're going to come back and finish this clip. We're going to back it up and finish it and make the points.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Infowars.com, Nightly News reporter. The full clip we're going to play on the Nightly News tonight when you do another piece on this, but there's a lot of these clips. Aaron Swartz was a leader, and he was a real liberal, not one of these fake tyrants. And absolutely, the globalists are already stealing money left and right, $85 billion a month. All of this is happening. All of this is going on. They're getting away with everything, but they realize the public is finding out what liars they are, so they want to censor the web. But isn't the genie already out of the bottle?
Well, what people were waking up, and what I was going to show from that clip was that Aaron Swartz kind of woke up. Here was a guy that he thought was on his side because he kind of bought into this left-right paradigm. It's like, oh, this guy's a good liberal, and so therefore he cares about civil liberties. And he was surprised to see the anger and the hatred in that guy's attitude when he started talking about, oh, these people on the Internet, they're absolutely out of control. Exactly what we saw in these press conferences last week where they said, don't look at anything except what we give you. Right? And we heard that again.
They actually said, only look at what we give you.
Right. And we heard
that. And they're in the news saying it's bad that citizens can look at photos.
And we heard that at Sandy Hook as well. They want absolute total control of the flow of information as well as control over your
life. Yeah, the Internet's meant to surveil us, not allow us to surveil them.
Absolutely. And so he woke up to this and he said, you know, this is not somebody weighing the pluses and minuses of what would be good policy, as he would think from a liberal perspective. He said, this is the attitude of a tyrant. That's the way he ends that clip. This is the attitude of a tyrant. And so what we're hoping is that people on the left, as well as people on the right, who would not typically care about this, because a lot of times when you mention security and you see a lot of the same people who are fighting so hard to stop the government from taking their Second Amendment rights, they're not really interested in CISPA. That's not really their issue, or civil liberties.
Because they think, well, I've done nothing wrong, so what if they surveil me? The government's run by foreign banks and mercenary groups. They want to use it to plant stuff on you, to control you. You're like, well, why is it wrong if they went door to door and made people come out with their hands up? What's wrong with that? If they can do that, they can condition people for the door-to-door gun confiscation. You're like, what do I have to hide if the troops check my bag and look at my papers? I'm a good guy. What if they're on a bad mission? There's a reason we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution and checks and balances, because it will always be used to abuse us.
And it's not about things like a fighter jet plans being put out there. It's about things like State Department memos being leaked by WikiLeaks that show their criminal actions of what they've been planning.
Yeah, they don't want it out with, exactly. They don't want them going, we're criminals and murder these people and, yeah, torture these people and torture their families and we do the criminal now, the unconstitutional later.
That's right. Exactly. That's the memo that came out from Henry Kissinger. We do the illegal, we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little while longer. That came out in WikiLeaks. They don't want you to see that kind of stuff. So that's why they want to get a gag around the Internet. That's why they want to get their hands around the throat of the Internet and stop this kind of stuff.
Hey, people in the federal government, they had a colonel the week before 9/11 write an article in the Washington Post saying the government may stage a terror attack, trying to warn people. A year before 9/11, they accidentally declassified in the stacks Northwoods. Mm-hmm. They're trying to warn us. Mm-hmm. There's good people in there. Yeah. And look at how they're going after all the whistleblowers.
Right. Oh, yeah. Back in North Carolina, Senator Richard Burr, before I came out here, he put in a bill specifically to go after whistleblowers. Very harsh penalties for whistleblowers. They're trying to shut this down. And even if you don't have anything to hide, they have something to hide, and we need to know.
Hey, they're calling whistleblowing. They're wanting to put you in jail. It's basically making everything in government classified.
Yes.
And then, well, you've seen them, the cops, trying to put people in jail for life if you film them in public.
Right.
The government is out of control. It's the danger.
Right.
And it uses these stages. In 1 minute, what do you make now of the Boston stuff?
Well, the pattern of the younger brother just doesn't look like he's somebody that was involved in this, that he knew what was going on. I mean, he's tweeting after this happened. He's going to a party Thursday night. They went on the run after their pictures were put up, that they were being looked at.
And now they look like they arrested the brother and executed him.
Right, right. And it didn't make any sense looking at the early pictures, his attitude with his cap flipped back, not trying to hide his face, his backpack the wrong color and everything. And now we see all this stuff about how they pumped the boat like full of lead, just like they did Bonnie and Clyde or something. I mean, you know, it's very suspicious.
And then he gets out and is able to get out, but minutes later, oh, he's almost dead. He can't.
Right. Yeah, it looks like he's walking, and then, exactly, they've got pictures of it. It looks like they walked him out of the boat, and then he's close to death the next time you see him. Just like the brother, it appears, might have been the one who was the naked man in the video, and then all of a sudden he's riddled with bullets and run over and that sort of thing, or you know, turns up dead.
Yeah, I mean, look at how they burned up Dorner and lied about it. I mean, there's no telling. And again, it's the classic cover-up. And again, folks, I've had police when I was growing up threaten to frame me for stuff. I mean, it's well known they do this. And, boy, you look at the police in Boston, I mean, the way they're acting, their body language, saying press will kill you if you don't shut up. Yeah. This is all about a federal globalist power grab. Your calls are coming up. And
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while. I think I see my friend.
All right, I'm going to jam in five or six of your calls right now and then go to Joel Skousen to get his take on all this. We haven't had him on since the day after the event, but he believes it had all the telltale signs of a false flag staged event. Self-inflicted wound. Now it's got more signs than ever. We know there was a drill. We know they lied about that. We know they had a bunch of patsies on scene. As of Wednesday, they were going to go with its right-wingers. And they had White House people out saying, yeah, that's who it's going to be. Wait the next day. There's going to be something big happen. And they flipped the script. And it looks like set up some of their patsies who they may have actually had plant the bombs. Which is a good lesson to you out there, like Tim McVeigh and others. You do not want to be part of this. They will set you up in a minute. McVeigh was real mad about the mission and told Terry Nichols and others about it about a week before. But he still went ahead with it because he was under orders. And you know what they did to him. Same thing with Lee Harvey Oswald. And now it's just hands down the FBI knew who they were when they put their picture up. And then called them up, if the mother's accurate, and said, we're going to come on by and get you. And then they, for whatever reason, drugged him up or had already shot him, laid him out, ran over him, and then shot him up a bunch more. And then they wanted that other brother bad. And they tried to kill him. But media had gotten their cameras on it, so they were unable, after shooting hundreds of rounds into it, when he actually got up, oh my goodness, you know, he's unarmed with his hands up. Don't worry, we'll get him in the tent. Get medical personnel over here to help him out. But it was a little too obvious if he'd have died on the spot. They made the call. Hey, the kid doesn't know the whole story. We'll try him. Suspect charged in Boston bombing case, still in serious condition with gunshot wounds, was arraigned in the hospital Monday on federal charges in connection with Boston Marathon. And he wasn't given Miranda so far and is, quote, drugged being asked questions. You could put somebody on Halcyon and say, hey, you committed murders, didn't you? Yeah, I did. And you're Superman, too, aren't you? Yeah, I am. And you're also a Keebler Elf, right? Yeah, I am. Living that big green tree. I mean, they now drug up the Aurora shooter for trial. I mean, just give me a break. I guess North Vietnam drugging our pilots was good then. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Then we got our guest coming on. Go ahead, Julio.
Oh, man, Alex, it's kind of comical and sad at the same time watching the narrative, this continuous narrative being thrown at us by Big Brother and the corporate media. You know, if this were a movie, it would be kind of like a sick comedy because the public knows what's going on. Well, most of the public, I should say. And yet the Big Brother's throwing this narrative at us. They shut down a big metropolitan city like Boston for a 19-year-old kid. I mean, that's a joke. For them to throw this narrative at us, I remember I stood up all night Thursday night into Friday morning, and they said the naked guy was suspect number one, initial reports. And then within a half hour to an hour, oh, wait, it's not him. It was just someone else. They wanted him naked because he may have had bomb residue on him. And Alex, quickly, I called your show. You interviewed me last summer, last July, after the TSA and Amtrak police followed me after I released the video.
Yeah, they said you cannot fill them on the streets of Chicago. Yeah, yes.
Right. I mentioned a document from Homeland Security and Homeland Security and the FBI that they did a roll call after the Aurora shootings about how there were going to be bombings at large gatherings. And here we are a year later, and then boom, it happens. This is a false flag. They tell us what happens years beforehand, just like Operation Amalgam Virgo, 2 months, 10 days before 9/11, Bin Laden's picture on the document an exercise that happened on 9/11. It's the same thing. They're telling us in advance what's going to happen. They tell the police, they get everything ready. It happens, and oh, now we have to give up more rights, as Peter King of New York tells us, or Miss Lindsey Graham.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what really tells you what's happening is the police think we're such animals. They now do proctology exams on the side of the street in Austin, Texas, and other areas, or the state police do on the highway with the same glove, multiple women, four orifices, just off the chart stuff. And now in Boston, the videos are emerging where they would just go door to door and say, come out, and have families, you know, with their children, you name it, come out with their hands up, and the cops would get in their face and grab on them. And I'm telling you, it's illegal, it's unlawful, it's martial law. And they call it security. They call it national security. And yes, you were on as a guest reporting for We Are Change with all the footage that made the news where the TSA is on the streets now saying you can't film them as they search people's bags and stuff without warrants. And it's just all part of the new government takeover where they're the new class, they're the new god. And it's all part of the conditioning. And this is what they train kids in public schools during drills, to come out with their hands up. And again, even if you look nothing like the people, just door to door, I mean, it's so pathetic. And hey, don't worry, cops. The globalists are doing this to take your pension funds. They're doing this getting us ready for the financial collapse. And through that, we're supposed to all become collectivized and go on food stamps and stuff. But I mean, I'm here to tell you, it's illegal. And if anybody would have said no, they'd have blown your house up, burned it down like Dorner, and said you were a terrorist. Good, that's more people for them to show off with and act like they're heroes and go after your family. Now, again, a lot of police are listeners of this show, and a lot of departments wouldn't act like this, but Boston is a town that I don't even want to enter because it's so creepy. And I mean, the police look like Fred Flintstone. And of course, after the lockdown ended, somebody found the guy on the boat because he could go outside now. And of course, it was outside the lockdown. Now, Joel Skousen writes for World Affairs Brief. He's the editor. Joel Skousen, of course, you can go to his website, worldaffairsbrief.com. JoelSkousen.com will also get you there. We sell his book, and I produce the film with him, Strategic Relocation, depending on which region you're in, the safer areas to be in. Like, I live in the hill country right outside Austin that he rates as the safest. Before I read his book, I did my own research, and it shows you how accurate it is. I've been all over the country, and it's like, how does he know all this? Well, he's worked all over the nation building secure homes for government and wealthy, right down to you know, regular folks. He's written the best-selling book, The Secure Home, all available at InfoWarsStore.com, I should add. And Joel, you just heard Julio, We Are Change reporter, talking about what happened. But this is a great reason to get out of the city. What do you make of just the whole psyop we're seeing, what we now know about Tamerlan, what we now know about the family, the Russians blowing his cover with the FBI and saying, who is this guy you're sending into terror camps that are State Department funded? Other aliases are coming out in the news. They were allowed to travel around with other aliases. Looks like more setups. And, you know, you kill the spy, but then the little brother, he'll make for good fodder. He's now charged. Joel, I don't know your take since we talked 6 days ago, the day after the bombing. On Wednesday or on Tuesday, what is your take as an expert on false flag, Joel Skousen?
I think, Alex, it's very clear that the two brothers were involved in some type of false flag training and operation. But it was clear to them that when they showed up and when the bombs went off, and they fled. And by the way, we have video of the younger brother fleeing with his backpack on him. So we know that what the FBI said about him dropping his pack could not have been true. But that they realized that, something else has gone off, and they fled. I think this is very, very typical of what happens when you set up a patsy. You put him in charge, or you put him in with another group of people, and you give him a certain assignment to be down at the area so that they can be arrested or so that they can be filmed. But you have other people do the actual explosions to make sure it comes off correctly, not leaving it to amateurs. And so I'm very worried that we do have a larger group here, and that larger group has to involve an agent provocateur provided by the FBI. Almost every single terrorist prosecution of lone individuals planning to bomb something in the United States and Britain have involved what the government says an FBI informant. But we know that they're much more informants because they admit under oath in the trials that they in fact provided the hype, they provided the egging them on, they provided the explosives, they provided the plans.
They provided the leadership. They normally, some cases, take some 2 years giving them money, commanding them in the name of Allah to do this.
That's right. And so I clearly think that these boys were involved in an operation, had gone, or at least Tamerlan had been sent back to the Far East in order to get training or to move around, and that's when the Russians picked him up here and came back. But, you know, it was obvious from their statements when they came back, they didn't flee. They went to a party, at least the younger one went to a party. He seemed normal. He talked to people as if nothing had happened. He told his mother that they didn't do it, that he was going to be set up, though. But I think they knew that when the bomb went off without whatever participation they'd been briefed for, that they were going to be set up. I think it was interesting, though, that the police or the FBI called a couple of days after that and talked to them, and yet they didn't arrest them immediately. And I don't know if they wanted them to flee. I'm still unclear, Alex, what this MIT cop had to do or the carjacking had to do with this. But one thing I'm really concerned about is what new evidence appears to show, that Tamerlan, in fact, was captured and told to strip naked in order to check him for bombs and then put in a police car, recognized by the aunt, who said she's 100% sure that this was Tamerlan.
And then we've got the video, by the way, on InfoWars.com. In fact, I'll pull that up for viewers in a moment. Radio listeners can go see it. It looks like spitting image. He has a kind of unique bone structure to his face. And And again, he was like a boxer playboy type, not religious, reportedly did drugs and things. I mean, this really fits the MO, absolutely. And then now you have witnesses saying they had his body out there and the cops ran over him and then filled him full of holes. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the important thing, is that if he was in police custody, then what was he doing out there in a shootout? Now, I believe this police chief, Mr. DeVoe, must have been making up a tremendous story when he talked to Wolf Blitzer on CNN, because everything that he talked about was false. You know, as a former military officer, I listened to his scenario where he's talking about these two guys approaching this SUV, this roadblock they've got set up, and they get out of the car and they start to have a huge shootout. Hundreds of rounds being exchanged. Nobody apparently hit, or if they're wounded, they're back in the car. And then all of a sudden, the older brother supposedly gets out and he starts walking towards them in a suicide manner, you know, shooting at them. And they wound him. And then they say, well, our police guys went and tackled him and handcuffed him. And then the younger kid, you know, got in the SUV and drove towards
him. But instead, we have footage that, I mean, not just the face, the shoulders, the bone structure, you know, the boxer body. Reportedly, they call, we're coming to get you. They strip him down, they walk him out, and then they have a fake firefight. And you listen to the supposed firefight, it sounds like one way. I mean, man, this is really bad. And here's my issue. It's so sloppy, Joel Skousen. Again, if you just joined us, editor-in-chief at worldaffairsbrief.com. They were saying, White House officials, former White House officials, Axelrod and others, Tuesday night, they said, look, it's going to be lone wolf domestics by themselves. By Wednesday, they said, we got them. Some big announcement. It's going to be the Tea Party. They had a celebration on MSNBC, CNN. I have the clips. I played them. They said, yeah, this is going to look like it's lone wolf, right wing, because they can't help but brag to themselves. And then something that we and others, that became the number one thing searched on the web that day, put out, freak them out. They withdraw it. They say, okay, there hadn't been an arrest. They evacuate the courthouse where it's at. Army vehicles drive in, drive out. There's a panic. They throw all the media out. And then the next day, they release Thursday the photos and say, look at nothing else. Is this a false flag that completely blew up in their face and they had to switch to a backup plan?
Well, not knowing the complexities of this, I know that they're ad-libbing on the spot, and that's a lot of what they were dealing with right here. I'm convinced, first of all, there had to be something that the two brothers were involved in, and it had to be larger than them. They were given an assignment to be there, and they were watched by a federal agent, as you carefully pointed out on one of your videos, and they could have arrested them at the same time. You know, the FBI had been in contact with these people at least 3 years before, even though the FBI says only 6 months ago, and I think they're lying. The mother could not have been that far off in her timing when she said 3 to 5 years. Let's just say even if it's 3 years at the earliest. They said and at the time that they've been watching and tapping every one of their phones. They watch everything on the Internet. There's no way they could not have known what they were planning. So this proves, Alex, that this is a false flag operation, meaning they're part of a group that they know is planning. They're monitoring all of their emails. They're monitoring all of their Internet activity. That only can mean that they intended this operation to go forward, but they were looking for a couple of the members of this group that they're going to take down as a patsy. And I don't think we're going to find the so-called rest of the group. And I think that's one of the reasons why they wanted both these brothers dead. And we may find out that, and there's a problem, of course, with Jawhar, the younger, in the sense that he does not appear to be wounded when he comes out of the boat. And all of a sudden they say there's a self-inflicted gunshot. He doesn't even have a gun in his hand, Alex. How could he have done a self-inflicted wound to the throat?
And then 5 minutes later from the video stills, we slowed him down one by one. It looks like they're doing a tracheotomy on him. So you're walking, and now your throat's cut out. And then they said he may never talk again. I mean, this is so obvious.
Well, we've seen a lot of history of false flag operations in this country. And, you know, there's a lot of them going clear back to the battleship Maine, the blowing up of the Maine. The Pearl Harbor is one of the best that we have evidence on. We have a tremendous amount of evidence on the Oklahoma City bombing that it had to be larger than the McVeigh bomb. It had to involve multiple bombs.
That's right. Pearl Harbor was a stand down, but still a false flag.
That's right. And in any, and of course, 9/11, we have tremendous information. I just reviewed the new video showcasing the life of Stephen Jones, who discovered the thermite and documented the evidence as well as other scientists. And it is a foolproof case that the government used explosives in bringing down these towers.
Nanothermite developed by NASA.
That's right. And this was a brand of nanothermite that was even more powerful than the existing nanothermite that they were able to get samples of. So we have a tremendous amount of information about these things. And frankly, after listening to Police Chief Durow and others, we simply can't trust anything.
Well, I mean, I go off my gut, too. I mean, I think that police chief comes off like a big fat gangster to me.
Well, you know, what I was trying to say before I got interrupted, when, you know, as a military officer listening, these guys apparently, according to the police chief, throw bombs at them, had pipe bombs and had another similar big bomb that put out a big explosion. First of all, the tape recording don't show that any of those bombings are true. It's just the police word for it. And secondarily, are we to believe that they're going to come out from under the cover of their cars and tackle this guy after he runs out of ammunition, knowing that the brother is still there in the SUV with bombs, with weapons, and they're going to come out of their cover and tackle this guy? It just doesn't make sense. In fact, we know that from another witness that, in fact, that never happened. That, in fact, it was a police SUV that ran down Tamerlan.
Joel, I can tell you want to talk more. We're going to go into overdrive with you if you can do it. I want you to take your time to lay out all the inconsistencies. You're doing it very well.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We'll be right back.
of overdrive or more to be able to get to all your patient phone calls. Michael, DC, Dave, everybody. And I will try through the week to really open the phones up. I know you guys want to talk. Will you guys go tell Jakari and David Knight to get suited up and be ready to come in here at the bottom of the hour to do a hour of overdrive or more to get everybody's phone calls in? I'll be honest with you. I get on air and just get so many data points that it makes my brain burn because I'm frustrated to see the same thing repeating itself. And it's not my opinion that there's a false flag. All the signs are there. I wish this wasn't a false flag because at least it would just be some little group of crazies. What's scary is that they're going forward with this. Joel, I want to, in the next hour with you, have you really lay out all the inconsistencies that you with precision are breaking down, because I have the same inconsistencies here, but I start hyperventilating. It gets me so upset to see this happening. But I wanted to just briefly, before this hour ends, ask you, what is the political reasoning of this? What is their goal? Obviously, it's a smokescreen. And what do you make of what I call martial law being declared? And, I mean, let me tell you, the cops shut down a whole city and say, we're coming to your house to aim guns at you and your family. That's illegal. And that's a form of assault. And I've had enough of it. And I'm not looking for some type of physical deal. But I've had enough. Joel Skousen, you're a constitutionalist. What do you say on that front?
It's interesting they never used the word martial law in Boston.
Public safety.
And it was just public safety, national security, and they hyped up on everybody's patriotism about this to simply lay down and let the police do anything they want. Nobody was thinking about saying to the police, no, you can't come in, where's your warrant, where's the probable cause? And that's what happens when you get, that shows the power of this conflict creation motive. Think what will happen someday when they have nuclear war in America. They won't have to declare martial law. They're simply going to start running through the streets, and everyone will say, whatever you want to do, whatever it takes, save us from the situation. So I think it was a very powerful lesson of how far we've moved into, acceding to.
America failed a big test Friday.
It did indeed. It did indeed. Let me walk through, first of all, these big inconsistencies before I answer the general question on where I think they're taking us for this. In the first place, it's very important to understand that we have forensic evidence that shows that at least one of the explosions, the backpack that housed that explosive, was a black backpack that it had a square label on it, and it had white strips or on the black straps that were on the pack. Neither the pack of Jakar Tsarnaev or his brother Tamerlan matched that description. Number two, we have the video of Jakar fleeing the scene after the bombing with his pack on his back. So he did not plant the bomb. His brother did not plant the bomb that went off. Now, that means that someone else did it. And it's very, very suspicious the government would point to only these two people when obviously someone else planted the bomb.
And say, whatever you do, don't look at anybody else. Very suspicious.
That's right. I mean, they knew, and there was some tremendous independent research went on, and it was especially focusing on these other private security contractors, one of which did lose his pack. The packs did match, in fact, the explosive profile with the square patch on the back. And I'm not saying it's enough conclusive evidence to say that one of those, but they were clearly in the area expecting some type of activity. And they had moved away from where the bomb actually went off, were in another position, and they did not react as first responders when it went off. Not whatsoever, except to get on their radios and telephones immediately and start to communicate about them. But we are left begging the question, what are these big backpacks that they're all wearing have
stay
on
there,
them?
Back in 60 seconds with Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.